Listening section. You will hear 7 dialogues between a doctor and a patient, and 2 case presentations by a doctor. After each dialogue and presentation, there will be 1 or 2 questions. All dialogues, case presentations, and questions will be repeated. Choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D.For each question, and mark it on your answer sheet. Example.
What are the results of the examination?
The X-ray film shows you have broken your arm.
Question 1. What does the patient probably need? What are the results of the examination?
The X-ray film shows you have broken your arm.
Question 1. What does the patient probably need?
In your test book, you read. Question 1. What does the patient probably need? A. Cast. B. Exercise. C. Inhaler. D. Urinalysis. From the conversation,The patient probably needs a cast. Therefore, the best answer is A, cast. The first dialogue of the listening test will now begin.
Dialogue 1. When did you first notice the low back pain?
About 3 weeks ago, soon after I was promoted to senior accountant.
Is there anything that you are particularly concerned about?
I'm concerned that it might never get better.
Do you have any expectations about the visit today?
Well, I was hoping to get a medical certificate so that I can claim a sickness allowance. Question 1. Which of the following is true about the patient?
When did you first notice the low back pain?
About 3 weeks ago, soon after I was promoted to senior accountant.
Is there anything that you are particularly concerned about?
I'm concerned that it might never get better.
Do you have any expectations about the visit today?
Well, I was hoping to get a medical certificate so that I can claim a sickness allowance.Question 1. Which of the following is true about the patient? Dialogue 2. Could you show me where it hurts?
Here, just above my belt, on the left.
What type of pain is it?
It's a dull pain.And it's been keeping me up at night.
Do you have it all the time, or does it come and go?
It seems to come every 30 minutes. I've tried to go to the bathroom, but it doesn't help. Question 2. Which of the following is true about the patient's pain?
Could you show me where it hurts?
Here, just above my belt, on the left.
What type of pain is it?
It's a dull pain, and it's been keeping me up at night.
Do you have it all the time, or does it come and go?
It seems to come every 30 minutes. I've tried to go to the bathroom, but it doesn't help. Question 2.Which of the following is true about the patient's pain?
Dialogue 3.
Other than the headache, do you have any other symptoms, such as nausea?
I threw up once, but to be honest, I am more worried about the zigzag lines I'm seeing.
Okay, could you tell me more about those?
I see squiggles and zigzags around my right eye whenever I close my eyes.
Did you see the lines before you got the headache?
The headache came first. It was only after a few hours that I started seeing the lines. Question 3. Which of the following is true about the patient?
Other than the headache, do you have any other symptoms, such as nausea?
I threw up once, but to be honest, I am more worried about the zigzag lines I'm seeing.
Okay, could you tell me more about those?
I see squiggles and zigzags around my right eye whenever I close my eyes.
Did you see the lines before you got the headache?
The headache came first. It was only after a few hours that I started seeing the lines. Question 3. Which of the following is true about the patient?
Dialogue 4.
Do you have any other health problems?
Well, I've been told I have a lazy thyroid.
Are you taking any medications for that?
I take thyroxine, and my usual doctor started me on citalopram last year because I was feeling down.
Any other health problems or medications?
No.
Have you ever had any surgeries in the past?
Oh, yes. I had my gallbladder removed with just one tiny cut.
Oh, really? I didn't know anyone could do single-incision laparoscopic surgery in this neck of the woods.
They can't. That's why I traveled to Thailand for the procedure. I had a quick facelift while I was there, too.
I see. How long ago was the trip to Thailand? And have you been anywhere else recently?
Oh, that was almost a decade ago now. My kids and my job mean I haven't been abroad in years.
Do you have any allergies to medications?
No, nothing like that. But poison ivy gives me a terrible rash.
Anything else?
I had a funny turn when I ate shellfish last year. I ended up in the emergency room with difficulty breathing.
Question 4. Which of the following is true? Question 5. Which of the following is true about the patient? Do you have any other health problems?
Well, I've been told I have a lazy thyroid.
Are you taking any medications for that?
I take thyroxine, and my usual doctor started me on citalopram last year because I was feeling down.
Any other health problems or medications?
No.
Have you ever had any surgeries in the past?
Oh, yes. I had my gallbladder removed with just one tiny cut.
Oh, really? I didn't know anyone could do single-incision laparoscopic surgery in this neck of the woods.
They can't. That's why I traveled to Thailand for the procedure. I had a quick facelift while I was there, too.
I see. How long ago was the trip to Thailand? And have you been anywhere else recently?
Oh, that was almost a decade ago now. My kids and my job mean I haven't been abroad in years.
Do you have any allergies to medications?
No, nothing like that. but poison ivy gives me a terrible rash.
Anything else?
I had a funny turn when I ate shellfish last year. I ended up in the emergency room with difficulty breathing.
Question 4. Which of the following is true? Question 5. Which of the following is true about the patient? Dialogue 5.
Are you working now?
Yes, I'm a wine merchant downtown. We've just started importing Chilean wines and the occasional Cuban. It's been hard work setting this up lately.
Do you live alone or with someone at home?
I live with one cat, one dog, my wife, and our two kids.
Do you drink alcohol?
It goes with the territory. Would you buy wine from a guy who doesn't drink?
What type of alcohol do you drink? Wine?
I like all sorts, really. Wine during the day, rum at night.
Have you ever tried to cut down on your alcohol consumption?
Yes, I've tried many times, but it's the job, you see.
Have you ever felt annoyed when someone around you criticized your drinking habit?
You've joined the club, doctor. Have you been talking to my wife?
Have you ever had a drink first thing in the morning?
Only after a heavy night.
Question 6. Which of the following is true about the patient? Question 7. Which of the following is true about the patient?
Are you working now?
Yes, I'm a wine merchant downtown. We've just started importing Chilean wines and the occasional Cuban. It's been hard work setting this up lately.
Do you live alone or with someone at home?
I live with one cat, one dog, my wife, and our two kids.
Do you drink alcohol?
It goes with the territory. Would you buy wine from a guy who doesn't drink?
What type of alcohol do you drink? Wine?
I like all sorts, really. Wine during the day, rum at night.
Have you ever tried to cut down on your alcohol consumption?
Yes, I've tried many times, but it's the job, you see.
Have you ever felt annoyed when someone around you criticized your drinking habit?
You've joined the club, doctor. Have you been talking to my wife?
Have you ever had a drink first thing in the morning?
Only after a heavy night.
Question 6. Which of the following is true about the patient? Question 7. Which of the following is true about the patient?
Dialogue 6.
In order to make sure we haven't missed anything, I'd like to ask some questions more broadly about your health. Have you noticed any change in your bowel movements?
I have been clogged up recently.
How about your urinary habit?
No changes in my waterworks.
Do you feel cold all the time?
I need to wear a jacket, even in a warm room.
Do you have dry skin?
like the Sahara.
Have you noticed any change in your mood recently?
I'm basically a glass half-full, silver lining person, but nowadays I feel blue sometimes.
How long have you been bothered by feeling down?
Since I started feeling tired 2 months ago.
Question 8.
Which of the following symptoms does the patient not have?
Question 9.
Which of the following body systems does this doctor not ask about?
In order to make sure we haven't missed anything, I'd like to ask some questions more broadly about your health. Have you noticed any change in your bowel movements?
I have been clogged up recently.
How about your urinary habit?
No changes in my waterworks.
Do you feel cold all the time?
I need to wear a jacket, even in a warm room.
Do you have dry skin?
Like the Sahara.
Have you noticed any change in your mood recently?
I'm basically a glass half-full, silver lining person, but nowadays I feel blue sometimes.
How long have you been bothered by feeling down?
Since I started feeling tired 2 months ago.
Question 8. Which of the following symptoms does the patient not have? Question 9. Which of the following body systems does this doctor not ask about?
Dialogue 7. Would you prefer to have a family member or friend here?
Everyone is busy with school or work. I'd like to have my daughter here, but she lives far away, so we have to carry on.
I want to make sure we have the same understanding about your condition. Could you tell me what tests we have done in your own words?
I saw my family doctor 2 weeks ago, who said that my blood tests were funny. He sent me here, and now you guys put a camera inside me and took some samples. I guess I'm here for the results today.
Unfortunately, I've got some bad news to tell you. The results were not as we hoped.
Okay, what? What is it? I've waited long enough already. Don't keep me in suspense.
I'm so sorry to have to tell you that we have found a cancer in the large intestine.
Oh. That was what I was afraid of. Got my grandfather in his 60s, too.
I understand that this is not what you wanted to hear. It must be so distressing for you.
Are you completely sure? What am I supposed to do now?
Question 10. Which of the following is true about the dialogue? Question 11. Which of the following did the doctor not do? Would you prefer to have a family member or friend here?
Everyone is busy with school or work. I'd like to have my daughter here, but she lives far away, so we have to carry on.
I want to make sure we have the same understanding about your condition. Could you tell me what tests we have done in your own words?
I saw my family doctor 2 weeks ago, who said that my blood tests were funny. He sent me here, and now you guys put a camera inside me and took some samples. I guess I'm here for the results today.
Unfortunately, I've got some bad news to tell you. The results were not as we hoped.
Okay, what is it? I've waited long enough already. Don't keep me in suspense.
I'm so sorry to have to tell you that we have found a cancer in the large intestine.
Oh, that was what I was afraid of. Got my grandfather in his 60s, too.
I understand that this is not what you wanted to hear. It must be so distressing for you.
Are you completely sure? What am I supposed to do now?
Question 10. Which of the following is true about the dialogue? Question 11. Which of the following did the doctor not do?
Case presentation 1.
A 67-year-old male farmer was referred to our department due to a 1-year history of non-disabling intermittent resting tremor of the right hand. The tremor started gradually 1 year ago. It does not affect his daily activities, but has been progressing in the last 3 months. There are no aggravating factors, and the tremor disappears on purposeful actions. There are no tremors in the contralateral hand, feet, legs, jaw, or face. However, he has bradykinesia and postural instability, and his wife says that he has slowed down since last year. Specifically, he seems to be walking more slowly. He has also noted a reduced sense of smell since he noticed the tremor. He has no known drug allergies. Past medical history is only remarkable for 10 years of hypertension treated with hydrochlorothiazide, hyperlipidemia controlled with diet, and asthma treated with an inhaler. Past surgical history is non-contributory. Family history is only remarkable in that his father died of stroke at age 60. He neither smokes nor drinks caffeine. He drinks 3 glasses of red wine per week.
Question 12. Which of the following is true about the patient? Question 13. Which of the following is true about the patient?
A 67-year-old male farmer was referred to our department due to a 1-year history of non-disabling intermittent resting tremor of the right hand. The tremor started gradually 1 year ago. It does not affect his daily activities, but has been progressing in the last 3 months. There are no aggravating factors, and the tremor disappears on purposeful actions. There are no tremors in the contralateral hand, feet, legs, jaw, or face. However, he has bradykinesia and postural instability, and his wife says that he has slowed down since last year. Specifically, he seems to be walking more slowly. He has also noted a reduced sense of smell since he noticed the tremor. He has no known drug allergies. Past medical history is only remarkable for 10 years of hypertension treated with hydrochlorothiazide, hyperlipidemia controlled with diet, and asthma treated with an inhaler. Past surgical history is non-contributory. Family history is only remarkable in that his father died of stroke at age 60. He neither smokes nor drinks caffeine. He drinks 3 glasses of red wine per week.
Question 12. Which of the following is true about the patient? Question 13. Which of the following is true about the patient? Case presentation 2.
The patient appears generally well at rest, but is noted to be wearing sunglasses indoors. He is awake and alert, oriented to time, place, person. Formal MMSE was not performed. Vital signs are within normal limits. The head is normocephalic and atraumatic. Cerumen blocks a clear view of the tympanic membrane on the left, normal cone of light and TM on the right. The neck exam reveals no lymphadenopathy, goiter, or jugular venous distension. Cranial nerves, 2 to 12, grossly intact.
Question 14. Which of the following was mentioned in the case presentation? Question 15. Which of the following was not mentioned in the case presentation?
The patient appears generally well at rest, but is noted to be wearing sunglasses indoors. He is awake and alert, oriented to time, place, person. Formal MMSE was not performed. Vital signs are within normal limits. The head is normocephalic and atraumatic. Cerumen blocks a clear view of the tympanic membrane on the left, normal cone of light and TM on the right. The neck exam reveals no lymphadenopathy, goiter, or jugular venous distension. Cranial nerves, 2 to 12, grossly intact.
Question 14. Which of the following was mentioned in the case presentation? Question 15. Which of the following was not mentioned in the case presentation?